Blog Talk Radio.
Do you feel that God is silent when it comes to your grief? Do you believe that God is too busy to be concerned with your grief or disappointment? Do you try to pray, but you are paralyzed by grief? Are you numbed by the unrelenting pain of psychic distress or chronic psychic distress? Do you long for a sustaining word when you are experiencing a long night of the soul? Please know, beloved, that God knows the depths of your grief, and He loves you. Please understand that God does not abandon us when we are stricken by grief. It is difficult for others, for the bystanders, if you will, for the well-meaning, for the trained comforter, for the loving relative, parent, husband, father, or mother, to understand when a loved one is in grief. Indeed, we attempt to understand, but cognitively, grief cannot be understood. Grief is an existential reality. And grief is also a journey. There are those who long to help. Let me say that God loves you, and God provides hope in the midst of our grief. Grief is a poignant reality, and yes, it is difficult to bear. Let me say that God has intimate knowledge of our grief. I want to read to you from Isaiah 53. Isaiah 53, beginning at verse 3, quote, "He was despised and rejected by men, a man of sorrows and familiar with suffering," or literally, known by grief. Known by grief. There is both. There is the deep psychic assault of grief. There is the feeling in the midst of grief that it will not end. There is the very real pain of grief that one cannot communicate with words, because the heart is so full, because the heart is shattered, at times, by grief. So what are we to do, and where are we to turn when this inevitable reality comes to us. Well, we have in the scripture very important words of comfort for us. Verse 4 of Isaiah 53 reads, quote, "Surely he took up our infirmities and carried our sorrows," unquote. He took up our infirmities or weakness and carried our sorrows. And literally here, the word sorrows means pain or pain of soul. He is indeed the great physician. Jesus is indeed the great physician. He attends our mental wounds. He attends our bodily wounds. He attends the wounds of the soul. Because he loves us. Grief is a wound. It is a deep wound. And the one who can really comprehend fully what grief is God alone. We can take our concerns to him. We can take our grief to him with tears. And we can share with him what we are feeling, what we are experiencing. Because he is called a man of sorrows. And he is one who is intimately familiar with suffering, or he is known by grief. Of course, there was his own grief that he suffered during his passion. But then we are told that you and I have a merciful and faithful high priest who understands, and he alone can fully comprehend the magnitude or the depth of our grief, so we may take our grief to him. The poet psalmist said, "My tears are in your bottle." We can go to him and we can find rest under the wings of the Most High. And he will bear us, he will carry us through our grief journey. He will be there with us through our grief journey. We're told in the book of Revelation that God will wipe away all tears. He will give us rest. He will give us comfort. He will provide for us the reassurance that we need and that we long for when we are hurting profoundly. Now, the Word of God provides wonderful assurances for us, and so it is therefore imperative that we study the Word of God, that we immerse ourselves in his word. And it is in his word that you and I will find a sustaining word when we are going through a long night of the soul. Hosea 53 verse 4 reads, Isaiah 50, verse 4 reads, the sovereign Lord has given me an instructed tongue to know the word that saves the weary, that is, those who are exhausted or fatigued. And grief also can exhaust. And oftentimes, grief does fatigue us spiritually. And here, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah, Adonai Yahweh, verse 4, Sovereign Lord. Adonai Yahweh has given to Yeshua the instructed tongue. To know the word that sustains the weary ones. I love this. A ready tongue to help him with words. To help the one who is exhausted with words. Listen to this. Listen to the healing power of the word of God. To help with words him that is exhausted. This is why it is imperative to know his word. It is imperative to meditate upon the word of God. Moses told the people of God, this word is your life. We receive eternal life through Christ Jesus, Savior. And Paul wanted the believers at Corinth who had lost loved ones to understand that, yes, we grieve at the loss of our loved ones, but we do not grieve at those who have no hope. Because you and I ultimately have the hope of the resurrection. Just as Martha and Mary, who grieved over the loss of their brother, knew that on the day of resurrection they would see him again. And Jesus said to them, I am the resurrection and the life. And Jesus wanted them to know that at that point in time where he stood before the tomb of Lazarus, he would indeed bring him back. He would resuscitate him. Not resurrect Lazarus, but Jesus resuscitated him. Resurrection of necessity means a resurrection body. So therefore, Lazarus was not resurrected. He was restored to bios, to physical life, as a blessing for his sisters, so that they would know the power of God in the midst of our grief. God does wonderful things for us that are beyond words. If you know someone who is suffering, pray for that person. Go before God in intercessory prayer for that person. And that person will be greatly blessed because you are there in the ministry of coming alongside that person who is hurting. And you may not be able to say that much to the person in grief, but you can most certainly do intercessory prayer on their behalf or his or her behalf. Good evening. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. God bless you.